the EU ministers have rightly thrown the ball back into the Zimbabwe court, and the Zimbabwe court essentially means that the sanctions are remaining in place because of the misbehavior by ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe, who are reluctant to share power equitably with the MDC formation. We are seeing the situation they are talking about to be clearly on the ground. Human rights are still being violated. There's no meaningful power sharing which has occurred, and we can even see a lot of failures on the part of government, a lot of tug of war taking place between MDC and ZANU-PF. Clearly, ZANU-PF is reluctant to implement the issues that are contained in the global political agreement, and so the EU has every right to maintain those sanctions until the GPA is fully implemented.
On the other hand, we have South African President Jacob Zuma saying at the weekend that the sanctions are blocking progress in Zimbabwe. Do you agree with him?
I don't agree with him. It is not the sanctions which are blocking progress. It is ZANU-PF's reluctance to implement what was agreed between ZANU-PF and the MDC. That is the blockage, that is the obstacle that is causing problems in Zimbabwe. There is no meaningful power sharing, human rights are still violated, a lot of corruption is running rampant, and the provisions of the global political agreement have not been fully implemented. And how can sanctions then be removed? It would be absurd.